We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
And on our VIP line right now, Congressman Roger Williams from Washington, I believe, today.
Yes, sir.
Congressman, we've got a big thing going on right now. The Pentagon held a big press conference yesterday, or a presser, to talk about 8,500 troops now at heightened alert. And I'd just like to know your thoughts on this. What would it take for Congressman Roger Williams to want to send troops to Ukraine?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm totally against sending our young men and women to Ukraine. If you really look at it, guys, the 8,500 combat-ready troops ought to be sent down to the border.
Amen.
Of our border, and protect our sovereignty and protect our way of life. Now, Ukraine is interesting in the fact that it's a country that it's certainly that Russia does not want people to look at, because they don't want people to think that there's options outside of socialism and communism. But I think that we can support them with equipment and that sort of thing. But the idea of readying 8,500 of our best and brightest to go possibly to fight the Russians and on the border of Ukraine gives me chills.
Yeah, well, you and me both. I think it gives a lot of Americans chills. No. But let me mention that things generally tend to happen in threes. And I believe this started with Afghanistan. Now it's progressed to Ukraine. And coming up next could be Taiwan. Where does this end?
Yeah. Well, the end is not in sight because of the weakness of this president. America, for the world to survive and the world to be strong, America's got to be the superpower. Because when we're not, the world implodes, and we see it happening right now. And President Biden has not showed strength at all. And then the famous words of what a small incursion, it's unbelievable that would come out of his lips.
Yes.
So the problem is America's not showing strength. We need to show strength and begin to back these people off. But you're exactly right. I mean, it's Ukraine, it's Taiwan, it even could be Cuba.
Wow. Congressman Roger Williams represents Western Travis County, all the way up through Central Texas, the Fort Hood area, part of Fort Hood, to south of Fort Worth. Congressman, I know you're on the Financial Services Committee, but you also are talking to some of your peers up there who get secure briefings and know what it means to have somebody like the administration and the Biden White House advise that our diplomats need to have their families leave, that we need to essentially be pulling out. You're a key leader on some of this military affairs stuff. What do your fellow House members think when they hear that type of statement?
Well, I mean, again, it bothers us all because this administration is just reacting to, I think, things they read, and I don't think they're getting good advice. I mean, if we're pulling our folks out right now, I mean, that says that the problem is imminent. But, you know, we have also been known to leave people on the battlefield also, as we saw in Afghanistan. So I think that this has been caused by weakness, pure and simple, from our administration. And now we're fading the results, waiting on Putin to determine the fate of the future of the world right now. And it should not be the way. It should be done by us.
And we've talked with you before about American energy independence, about the Keystone Pipeline. You've been a strong advocate for energy independence and production in America. We don't have that option left with the Nord Stream Germany, other European countries. This is an abysmal state of negotiation.
Well, it's horrible. I mean, the worst thing the president did was, the first day he stopped the pipeline. And, you know, before that, we were actually selling our resources to Europe, Germany, and so forth, and cutting off Russia. I mean, they became our customers. Now they are his customers.
Yes.
So, you know, we can have a pipeline here, but it's okay for them to have a pipeline. And I think that goes hand in hand with the weakness of this administration telling Putin that, you know, we'll cater to you. All right. And just be nice to everybody.
Talking to Congressman Roger Williams, I want to ask you your opinion on something, and that is, my opinion is that the Democrats have a track record right now since the Biden administration of destroying almost everything they come in contact with. Therefore, they need to change voting rules in order to stay in power. Is this awful voting takeover law completely and totally dead, Congressman?
I think it is. And, you know, this whole thing goes back to when they first came into power. It was called H.R. 1. That was their main thing on their agenda, was to federalize our elections. And it's gone through the process, and it's not going to pass. They even tried to name it after John Lewis and change the looks of it. But even Democrats know, and we know through Sinema and Manchin, that it's not going to work. States need to run their own elections. That's the way it works over the hundreds and hundreds of years. And if states want to change, states can change, but not federalizing the elections, because that would totally keep, frankly, conservatives from ever getting elected. If you had a Democratic run election process that was in charge of redistricting, can you imagine the Democrats in charge of redistricting in Texas?
It's not a good thought.
Not a good thought, especially from the federal government.
Congressman, I want to ask you about another issue polls are showing in the last week or so. Inflation, price increases are the number one issue on Americans' minds. Crime is number two. I do want to ask you a crime question here in a minute, but let's look first. Inflation, price increases, oil and gas, West Texas crude is up, lumber prices are up. Americans are really feeling the pinch. What do you see from the administration standpoint, or perhaps even Congress? Can we get a hold of inflation, or is it here for the duration of the year, perhaps?
Well, it may be, but, you know, none of this had to happen, guys, none of it. When Biden came in, we had a secure border, and we also had a great economy. I've been in business 51 years. I'm still in business, employing hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. The best economy I've ever seen, because the government stepped back. We cut regulations. We cut taxes. We empowered Main Street to compete against each other. And that brought services up and prices down. So none of this had to happen. But that being said, like you guys, I remember 80 and 81 when we had high inflation. Mm-hmm. And here we're right back at it. I don't know that it will get any better this year under this administration, because they don't know how to fix it. You need to quit printing money and then borrowing the printed money. You need to cut taxes even more. You need to create a competition on Main Street where businesses compete against each other, not against the federal government. I don't see any of that happening from this administration, because they're clueless on what to do. They just want to put more and more regulations on who they perceive are price gouging, but it's supply and demand that's causing it. And that's the real problem. But I would cut taxes. I would cut regulations. And I'd turn the economy back over to Main Street.
All right, folks, we're visiting with Congressman Roger Williams from District 25. Congressman, I'm going to let Lynn Woolley have the final question. But before that, I want to ask you, because the Washington Times is now reporting this morning that a police officer has been shot nearly every day in this 2022 year. We've got a growing wave of shootings. But Austin's been in the news, and you represent a good part of Austin for its defunding the police. And we've had a rash of crime, four or five murders here just in the last 4 or 5 days. What are your thoughts about fighting crime in the state of Texas, in Austin in particular?
You have to let the bad guys know if you do bad things, you're going to pay.
Amen.
And, of course, again, under the Biden administration and the local city council in Austin, they have just let everybody, frankly, run wild. If you create a problem, you're not going to have to pay for the problem. And, you know, Austin is a great city, all of our cities across America, but you have to have law enforcement. You have to have laws. And the idea of defunding the police, I mean, who the heck ever sat in a room and thought of that? But look what's happened to Austin because of that. They slashed the budget, I think, $100 million?
Yep.
So that causes problems when you don't have boots on the ground, you don't have law enforcement knowing the community supports them. It's a real problem, and it goes into the fact that people quit moving to the community. It may even affect the university enrollment and that sort of thing. So Austin's got to get with it, just like the rest of America. We need to fund our police and defend our police and not defund, and let the criminals know if you do crime in Texas, you do crime in America, you're going to pay in Texas and pay in America.
Congressman, exit question here, and give you a chance to pontificate a little bit on what you think might happen. We've been in situations before where the Republicans had the House and the Senate and the White House all at the same time, and we still didn't fix the border. We still didn't do anything about the national debt. So let me ask you, given the complete and total disaster that the Biden administration has been and will continue to be, if we take the White House, if we take the Senate, and if we take the House, will we then say, hey, we're Republicans, we're conservatives, let's do the things we need to do to get this country back on track?
Well, you're exactly right. And in all candor, we've had the opportunity to do these things in many cases through the years and have not done it. You brought up about the border. I will say under President Trump, the border was more secure than we've had in years. We had fewer crossings, fewer confrontations than we've had in years. The wall does work. Putting judges at the border does work. Stay in Mexico policy does work. And we need to get back to that from a border situation to get our sovereignty back. The other thing on inflation and debt, I think the debt's maybe the biggest problem we have. A lot of people don't really think about it, but if you talk to the military, they'll tell you that that's their biggest concern. And we've got to stop the debt. We've got to cut back like families do. We've got to quit spending. And so I think that from a debt standpoint, we need to stop the spending. We need to cut taxes, increase the income, and at least stop the bleeding. And we've got to begin to do that. At some point in time, it's got to happen, and we haven't done that yet. But I'm one of about 40 that always votes not to raise the debt ceiling to get our house in order. And I think this next go around, you'll begin to see it.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's where I am, too. There comes a time when we're going to have to address these issues. And glad to hear you say that the debt is a big problem, because it's just ignored too often. Congressman Roger Williams.
Well, thank you, guys. Always enjoy being with you.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank
we'll have you back soon.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.